you pick up a new physiology textbook and flip to the page on ovarian organogenesis, and you have a couple questions. What does the term ovarian organogenesis mean, for example? Ovarian organogenesis, simply put, means formation of ovaries in the female fetus, a process that starts around mid-gestation and is more or less complete by 7 months of gestation. You may also read that formation of the ovary depends on the absence of the SRY gene. So what is an SRY gene? The SRY gene is the gene that initiates formation of the testes in a male fetus. So is it correct to say that absence of the SRY gene is responsible for formation of the ovaries in the female? Well, sort of, but this is a grossly oversimplified approach to genetics. It's kind of like saying that people with red hair have red hair because they don't have the right gene combinations for any of the other hair colors, when a more correct statement would be that they have the correct combination of genes for red hair. Similarly, the textbook should have said that a few genes are suspected to be involved in ovarian formation, but we have not clearly identified the gene that actually starts the process.